644, 1320 WILS. So the part of the problem with our trade is that the U.S. dollar is overvalued. That's according to the Coalition for Prosperous America. Michael Stumo is the chief executive officer there. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
And you just put together a paper titled The Threat of U.S. Dollar Overvaluation. How much of a problem is this?
It's a very big problem. Just as other countries manipulate their currency to be undervalued, our dollar is about 25.5% overvalued because of the floods of incoming capital bringing it up. What that means for you and me is that it's a 25.5% export tax, a tax on our exports going out, and it's a subsidy on products coming in. So it harms our trade deficit and causes unemployment, labor slack, underutilized plant capacity.
Okay, so what can we really do about that, though?
Well, the federal funds, the IMF has actually approved some sort of a capital flow management tool, and I'm not a big fan of the IMF, but they're right on this, in that with all the international money, massive amount sloshing through the world, in this case is driving the dollar up, you just simply put a variable rate charge on that incoming capital, a market access charge. You start slow, you get a little bit more in a mathematical sense, and you gently push the dollar down toward what's called a trade balancing equilibrium price.
Okay.
And that would, you know, spur growth and employment.
Why haven't we done any of this?
Well, nobody's really thought of it that much before. We already have something called a federal funds rate, and I know I'm getting a little bit wonky on you here, but that's a Fed charge that controls the sloshing and the supply of money within our economy, but we don't do the same for the foreign money that comes in to disrupt the supply.
Yeah, but they'd have to agree to this too, right? These other countries, they'd have to go along.
No, they wouldn't have. This is unilateral. So if our country decided to do it, it's legal under international law. It's actually recommended by the IMF. The World Trade Organization doesn't care. And so it's something we could unilaterally do to fix our economy, because the undervalued currency nations are the ones that are growing and becoming leadership positions.
Okay. And so we're the ones getting hurt by this, you're saying, and the rest of the world is benefiting?
We are, because our exports of goods and services are too expensive as a result. Our beef, our computer, our, you know, steel or whatever exports are about 25% too high, and it's hard with a 25% dollar overvaluation to overcome that.
Yeah.
The trade agreements that are like 2 to 3% tariffs they're talking about, it's a much different scale.
You said the World Trade Organization doesn't care, the WTO. Why don't they care?
Because they only regulate charges on goods, like tariffs on goods. They don't regulate anything about capital.
Okay.
And just as when, you know, global capital flows took down Southeast Asia countries and the like, the IMF said some of these tools are good just to moderate those flows.
Mm-hmm. And so what would that do? So if we pursued this path, what do you imagine, our exports would start booming somehow? Or?
Yeah, our exports, you know, we've balanced the trade deficit. It's very hard to see. I mean, I appreciate what President Trump is doing on trade. He's becoming more assertive, more strategic. But with a 25% dollar overvaluation in relation to other major currencies, it's hard to see how he can substantially reduce the trade deficit without dealing with the dollar problem.
Because we always hear how these trade practices, you know, deals like NAFTA and so on, that's where we lost. And we rarely hear about this issue as being the core of the problem. Is this really where it is then?
Yeah, well, certainly you heard Trump talk about currency manipulation a lot, but the problem is kind of not necessarily what's called central bank, foreign government, direct intervention in capital markets, which is the manipulation. It's more of this sloshing of private funds.
Okay.
But yeah, NAFTA, you know, NAFTA was a problem, mostly wage-related. But our big problem is China. That's about 60 or 70% of our goods trade deficit. Germany is bigger. Japan is bigger. And our study shows that actually their currencies are about, are undervalued. Mexico's about at balance. They're not a big trade surplus country, but they do have a surplus with us.
Yeah. So are you saying Japan and Germany, they're also manipulating their own currency?
Japan uses the threat of manipulation. I mean, the problem is the currency, the exchange rates have lost their connection with the trade balancing equilibrium price. But Japan threatens to intervene, so nobody goes against what the government threatens to do. Germany, because of their situation with the Eurozone, the peripheral Europe countries drag the euro down in relation to Germany's economic strength, so they don't have to do anything.
So we're actually suffering from being one of the healthiest economy in the world, is that it?
Well, we are healthy. We could be healthier. We're suffering because we don't have tools to control the supply of money that's making our workers and our goods non-competitive. So we could be far stronger and wouldn't have to absorb all the overcapacity of all these other countries.
And this decision, you said we would make this on our own? What, the president just has to move ahead with a plan like this? Or?
This would take a congressional action, which is a heavy lift these days. But it's something we don't have to ask other countries permission to do.
Okay, and it sounds sensible. What would hold Congress from going ahead with this?
Wall Street might not like restrictions on capital flows. They don't like those sorts of charges. Treasury has always been sort of opposed to doing anything about currency. In the past, and Steve Mnuchin's Treasury Department is the same. But Trump wants to balance the trade deficit, and so we're hoping that this idea gets more legs. It's hard to see another tool that will have this big an impact.
Michael Stumo, Chief Executive Officer of the Coalition for Prosperous America, their new paper, The Threat of U.S. Dollar Overvaluation. Michael, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thanks for having me.